This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday, just a couple of days from Halloween. Daddy, see that you're prepped already, getting closer. Good job getting closer to that. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Derek Stenson taking care of all the work behind us, and we're glad to have you with us. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be catching up with Mike Jones from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram to talk Oklahoma football. Also, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep, because the high school football playoffs get underway tomorrow in classes C and D and A and B on Friday. So all that coming up, the emails wide open, fired off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Is gas really $2.19?
It really is. It really is. Derek,
all of a sudden we found more oil?
Well, I don't know, but Derek, give me your thoughts on this, my brother.
Oh, wow. Did he do that? You and Mark Schlereth are not allowed to use the words "my brother."
He's now in the upper echelon of the words that we use on the show.
Hey, my brother. Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
It really is, Douglas. It really is 219.
And we feel good about that, right?
And we do feel good about that.
1-888-455-ESPN. That is the phone number. They're going to try and finish the World Series tonight. If they finish it, 7:30 here on ESPN Radio. NBA got underway last night. Boston wins. But the big story, Turner Gill over Frank Solich. Ohio is 2-7, Daddy.
Kicking woes.
2-7. And Ohio has a kid named Boo Jackson.
Well, what's Turner's record? Isn't a whole
4-4. They won one on a Hail Mary, and then they let really a couple get away with them, from them. So, you know, that's okay. 4-4, Daddy, into Mac. Couple more wins, bowl eligible.
Ohio missed 2 field goals, 3 extra points. One was returned for Buffalo, and they kicked it off out of bounds. Frank's zeroing in on special teams today.
Yikes.
Yikes is right.
So it should have been 30-26. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
2 field goals and an extra point.
I don't know if the kid from Texas Tech transferred there this week. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, nice. Nice, nice, nice. Huskers continuing their preparations for the University of Oklahoma. And, Daddy, I don't think it's going to be good. I think trick-or-treat Halloween is going to last an extra day for the Big Red. And I think everybody knows it.
A hornet's nest that they're going into.
Well, and, you know, not hearing a whole lot of talk. I think the line hasn't really moved, has it?
No,
still right around 3 touchdowns?
It's still sitting there. You can get a half a point or a point over that, I think, now.
I just think, and we'll find out more, but Oklahoma getting healthier. All of a sudden, just because they lose to Texas, people quit talking about them. They lay 55 points. I don't care if you're playing Akron. 55 in the first half is a lot of points in college football. Even Texas Tech, 55 coming up. That's a amazing bit of what's going on with college football scoring that many points.
Well, we're going to talk about a little Oklahoma-Nebraska football right now as we go to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram's own Mike Jones. Mike, you've been following this Oklahoma Sooner team. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for giving us a minute. How good is this team?
Well, I tell you what, if they'd stop giving up big plays, they might be really good. As a matter of fact, I just finished writing a story to that effect, doing a chart detailing some of the things that have happened to them since Ryan Reynolds went down at middle linebacker. They have given up 600 yards in big plays in the last 3 games. which is dramatically different from what they were doing when he was in there. And, you know, they won't use that as an excuse, but all you got to do is go back and look and see when he was in the game, they were ahead of Texas 28-20.
Mike, following up on that a little bit, you told me in an earlier conversation, we were lining this up, Ryan Reynolds, losing him on the defensive side of the ball to you is like if they lost Sam Bradford on the offensive side of the ball.
It would have, you know, I've got to believe it would have the same kind of impact. You know, and standing back and looking at all of the quarterbacks who have gotten loose to do things, whether it's big pass plays off the scramble, which has really hurt them, I do not believe would have happened if Reynolds was in the ball game. And, you know, he's, I don't want you to get the wrong idea about this, but he had knocked three consecutive quarterbacks out of the game, at least for a play or two, on the scramble in games prior to the Texas game. I draw your own conclusions there. They were all clean hits, but the fact is he was the guy in the middle who delivered the crushing blow to scrambling and or running quarterbacks. Plus, he called all the defensive signals. He got everybody lined up, and keep in mind that including him, they had five starters new this season in their back seven when they kicked off in game one. So, you know, now a lot of that burden has fallen to Travis Lewis, their weak side backer, who has just emerged. He along with Gerald McCoy are the two best players on their defense right now. Redshirt freshman, he is a star in the making.
Mike, where is this defense then? If you miss one guy with the depth that Oklahoma has, and I understand the significance of Ryan Reynolds, but I guess we were led to believe that not one man was Oklahoma made of this year. Were we overlooking something earlier this season?
Well, of course, nobody knew that Ryan Reynolds was going to have the impact that he did. Understand, this is a guy who they had pegged as a player for 2 years, but he kept getting hurt.
He never has been healthy.
He had blown out both knees at one time or another. So they didn't know, number one, whether he could hold up, and, you know, unfortunately it proved out that he couldn't, or how much of an impact he would have, because here's a guy who had played only in a spot role throughout his career. But his impact was huge. It really was. He held everything together. And you know, Brent Venables has taken a ton of grief from people who said, well, how could you not have anybody ready to step in there? Well, you know, you look at the fact that a junior college linebacker they brought in last year had some personal problems, proved to be a bust. They brought in another one this year. He has proven to be a bust. Apparently just can't get it mentally, and add to the fact that their best player off the defense a year ago goes to the NFL a year early, which completely surprised them, Curtis Lofton. So that's why, you know, you don't have another guy ready to step in, because all these other guys are learning their spots too. Keenan Clayton is also a converted safety who is at the strong side backer.
Forward Star Telegram's Mike Jones joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, you look at the other side of the ball, quarterback Sam Bradford, they've got the 1-2 punch at running back. But Jermaine Gresham, the tight end, is really, I don't know why the kid doesn't just opt for the NFL right now and jump to playing Saturdays and Sundays, because he certainly looks like he's ready to do that to me.
Well, you know, I think Gresham's problem is consistency. He will make some wonderful big plays, and then he'll drop an easy pass right in his hands. So he still has to work on becoming the more complete player. You know, he is their second best blocker at tight end. Brody Eldridge, who also lines up at fullback some, has missed the last two games with a sprained ankle, and Gresham has had a little bit of a problem too. Manny Johnson, their number one receiver, has been out, and yet they have scored how many points in the last two games without Manny, without Eldridge, without a huge input from Gresham. So where depth has been a problem on the other side, it seems like they just plug another guy in on the offense. They have a lot of skill players.
Mike Jones, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, I guess that gets us to this week's game a little bit. I'm under the impression that this is just not a good matchup. Sometimes an underdog can match up well in the things that they do well. This does not look like a good matchup for Nebraska. Joe Gans is not as quick as Josh Freeman. The defense was picked apart by Chase Daniels, among other quarterbacks this year. It doesn't look like Nebraska matches up in very many places with the Sooners.
I agree with you, but as I have told other people, this is an era in college football where what happens on one Saturday has absolutely no impact on the next Saturday. I mean, you know, look around the country. So I would agree that on the surface, it looks like a bit of a mismatch here and there. But, you know, you never can tell. Think of OU's propensity for giving up the huge kickoff return. You know, I go back to that Texas game. You know, they are up on Texas 14-0 and clearly have the upper hand mentally. Boom, one kickoff return, it's a new game. Happened in the Kansas game, too. You know, K-State popped one on them. Now, OU has not shown a propensity for giving up the football, either through fumble or interceptions, which, as you guys know, also changes the game. But, you know, those things can happen. Everybody plays the way the book says they do. I agree with you. It doesn't look like a good matchup for Nebraska, but you know, you never can tell. And I think, as I'm sure you guys do, and most of the people up there, Bo Pelini probably should have had that job years ago.
Amen.
But I think he is going to bring that program back to where it rightfully belongs.
Now, Mike, I'm not going to give away your age, but I will say that you're probably over 40 years old. Is that a fair assessment?
Probably, yes. Matter of fact, I've been covering college sports for 40 years.
Okay, so you've been around this rivalry. Memories take us back to give me two or three just off the top of your head that stand out to you as being your favorites.
Well, you know, obviously the 71 game, and I was not at that game. If you've got a second, I'll give you a funny story there. Again, dating myself, this is the last season for Texas Stadium. During that game was back when I was I was at the Dallas Morning News then, obviously a youngster, and Randy Galloway and I, who is now with the Star-Telegram, of course, we were youngsters on that staff, and we had cowboy sidebar duties for many years. We're sitting beside each other on the second row, of course, there in the press box at Texas Stadium. They had these little TVs for each two spots, which was a novelty in those days. So the Cowboys are playing. I forgot who it was. Galloway and I are watching OU Nebraska on the little TV there. All of a sudden, it was not overt, but we both felt this presence looming behind us. We turn at the same moment, and there is Tex Schramm standing just back, and he is giving us that famous Tex Schramm glare. And I don't remember whether it was Galloway or I meekly reached up and flipped the TV back to the Cowboy game. Picked up our pencils, our pens, and started concentrating intently on the game at hand.
Yeah.
Tex was having none of that. Now, of course, as soon as he left, we flipped right back to the game, and one of us kept a lookout the rest of the afternoon. But I think most people who are over the age of 30 certainly remember that as the all-time game. But, geez, I'm sure those people in both Nebraska and Oklahoma who have followed this series for the last half of the century, each could name, four or five other games that also rank as classics.
Mike Jones from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram joining us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we're talking Oklahoma and Nebraska, Oklahoma football. Mike, it was brought up, Nebraska's press conference is Tuesday, and I know you were in on the Big 12 on Monday. You know, somebody's trying to stir up what happened, you know, the last couple of times Nebraska was down in Norman, and some questions. Has the rivalry changed? Do the fans think of it differently now that it's not every year? You've got a new, I guess, group of students, a group of young people that don't remember the great rivalry because they're 18, 19, 20 years old. My opinion on that is, you know what, Bo Pelini handled it well, says, you know what, that's not happening again. That was an error in Nebraska football. We're just not even going to refer to. Is that how people in Oklahoma see it?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, quite frankly, guys trying to stir that up have got nothing else to come up with for an angle, and there are all kinds of angles. That is so irrelevant.
Yes.
It's meaningless. As a matter of fact, Monday afternoon after practice, when we're visiting with Stoops, waiting on players to come in for interviews, somebody brought that up. A couple of guys tried to go there, and Bob said, guys, you're looking for something that just isn't there. He said, that was years and years ago. We have been to Nebraska since and could not have been treated more warmly up there. We have played them in a Big 12 championship game. There was absolutely no animosity between the teams or the fans. He said, it just ain't there, and it isn't. It's totally irrelevant.
Mike, I want to know, on June 15th at a cabin beside a lake, Bo Pelini and Bob Stoops are throwing horseshoes. Who wants to win more?
Whew! Jeez. Boy, I don't know if you could make that determination. I don't think you could. Now, and of course, I know Bo a little bit because of his 1 year here, but he has that same look in his eyes that Brent Venables does, that Bob Stoops does, that Mike Stoops does, that Will Muschamp does. You know, those guys could be nothing else but defensive coaches.
Yeah.
You know, would you want to have one of those guys trying to sell you some insurance? I mean, you take a, yeah, just tell me what you think I need, and I'm good.
Check.
I'm just tell me how much I owe you.
Exactly. Here's the check. You fill it in.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy.
Now, Mike, Doc Sadler's at all the Husker football games, and I know you got a relationship with him in the basketball. Is he going to take Nebraska a little bit higher this year, or what's your thoughts there? I know I got to get your thoughts, though, on that.
Somebody asked me at Big 12 Media Days last week who I thought the sleeper team was, and I immediately said Nebraska. I pegged Doc, that program last year, as the program in the Big 12 to keep your eye on among those that are struggling to get into that first division. I've known Doc since he was an assistant for James Dickey at Texas Tech. God knows how many years ago that was. But, you know, the constant is Doc's guys will play or they won't play. You know, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
And his constant will be defense. Now, you look at some of those blowouts they had last year, but you can see the reasons why that happened. I think if Doc can get all of his guys well and develop some chemistry and depth, that he's going to have a program that will be one of those. You won't ask yourself every year whether they're going to have a winning season or not. The thing you're going to be looking is, do they get in the NCAA tournament again?
Fair enough, Mike. We appreciate the time, and that's one of the reasons we have people like you on the show, for knowledge purposes. And I had no idea that Doc Sadler was an assistant at Texas Tech.
Come on.
Well, another one of those foggy little things that sometimes pop into my brain. I can't leave on a trip without coming back three times for things that I have forgotten. But, you know, I can remember stupid stuff like that.
Forward Star Telegrams, Mike Jones.
See you guys.
Take care, buddy. Mike Jones, that's why we're in the media. That's because we remember things like that. Daddy, just pulled down, checking out some bowl projections. I want to just chat on this before we go to the break here. ESPN.com does theirs every week with the Mark Schlabaugh and Bruce Feldman. Right now they have Texas and Penn State playing in the national championship game. And you know what? There's been a lot of discussion about Should Penn State be ahead of Alabama? You know, if Texas runs the table, who should they play? It's not the BCS computer formula. If you want Penn State in, then rank them second. That's still the biggest part of that BCS formula. If Penn State's ranked second, they will be moved into the two spot in the BCS poll, move Alabama to third. I haven't heard anybody say that. Well, it's the computers. Is it? No! Move Penn State in the AP. If the AP writers and the coaches want Penn State in, they're going to move them up to number two. And that's what it all comes down to. Anyway, Penn State and Texas in the championship.
It still doesn't seem to me fair, though, when the coaches is a portion of that, and it could come down to hundredths of a point. I want to know what saves Joe Paterno from opting in and putting Alabama at 10th. Or Nick Saban. I just don't understand. When it comes down to hundredths of a point.
It'd be like Tiffany Michelle calling the clock last night.
What a bag. I could not believe she did that.
I did not see the end of the second hour. Did she make the final table?
No. Derek would have done it.
I would have called the clock, too. You're short stacked. That guy's sitting there on every single minor decision, taking up 2-3 minutes at a time,
and
that clock is running.
$15 million. Okay,
I just got back in about 5 minutes before that moment, so I hadn't seen the whole hour.
Oh, that guy was terrible. Like, he was, I mean, talk about.
He was an amateur.
Woo! He was taking forever on decisions.
Texas Tech playing Florida in the Fiesta Bowl. What do you think about that?
I think there'd be a hell of a bunch of points scored.
Mark has that, and Oklahoma, Florida on the other spot. But again, right now, Tony, you know what? They have the Sugar Bowl, Alabama against that BCS buster, which either Utah or Boise State, that's who they have. Didn't they learn their lesson last year? Why would you do that again? You had the SEC team against the BCS.
Hawaii last year.
Yeah, how can that still be in the formula? They've got Florida State against West Virginia in the Orange Bowl. Because they would be the champions of their conference. And then, good God, don't give me a USC-Ohio State rematch in the Rose Bowl. Don't. Did anybody just see USC's 17-10 dominance of Arizona Saturday?
You know,
I just think rematch.
Ohio State, Penn State, you want to talk about a snore. You want to talk about... Do you think there's some offenses in the Big 12 that would love to see one of those defenses?
Oh, yeah.
What would Missouri do to one of those defenses?
Give me a Big 12 versus an SEC. And those aren't the conference affiliations right now. Texas, I mean, we could see Florida against either Oklahoma, Texas Tech, however that all plays out. But right now you're at that point in the season. For a long time, both these guys had basically the same teams. Maybe they would switch on who they thought was going to win a conference game, which would determine the conference championship. But how about Oklahoma, LSU in the Cotton Bowl? Missouri, Georgia, after the points we've seen put up. I mean, there is some interesting. Right now, Nebraska is still kind of penciled in to the Insight Bowl in Phoenix. Either right now, this week, they have them playing either Illinois or Michigan State. A rushing team or a scrambling team with Juice Williams, kind of like some, you know, Nebraska would be better prepared for Illinois, I would think. That doesn't mean that it would be a better matchup. I'm just saying with the kind of quarterback in the system that Illinois runs under Ron Zook.
Michigan State and Painter, the quarterback there.
I don't want to see Michigan State. I know it's been a while since we played them, but, you know, bad things happen after those games to Michigan State. I mean, we played them, you know, we played them in the Alamo Bowl. Why would Bo Pelini want to play Michigan State two times in a row in a bowl game? Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, and a whole lot more coming your way as we continue.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of my own!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
Making fundamentally sound decisions is critical. I'm Bruce Lear, head of Platte Valley State Bank and Trust Company's Wealth Management Group. At Platte Valley State Bank, we know that making fundamentally sound decisions relies on a team of experienced professionals dedicated to implementing solid financial plans. There are no reliable shortcuts to financial security, and there are no shortcuts to withstanding financial uncertainty. That's why Platte Valley State Bank has remained committed to community banking and investment management. We know that there is no substitute for a personal, face-to-face conversation about what's important. Platte Valley State Bank's team of banking specialists, investment advisors, and portfolio managers can be your team to ensure that your entire financial plan provides you and your family with the expertise they need. Experienced professionals, sound decisions, solid financial plans. All at your community bank. That's wealth management at Platte Valley State Bank and Trust Company.
Investment products are not FDIC insured. May lose value, not a deposit. Not insured by any federal government agency. No bank guarantee.
Getting the satellite dish aligned is the worst part about tailgating. Well, Husker fans, it's time to take tailgating to the next level. Rich & Sons Camper Sales now has the ViewCube. The ViewCube is a portable satellite dish that can be used with your satellite TV. Great for RVs, campers, or even truckers. It sets up in minutes, and with only one cable and a wireless remote, you'll be watching your favorite games and shows in no time. The ViewCube. Quick, easy, and now affordable at $100 off the regular price. Only at Rich & Sons Camper Sales south of Grand Island. With Rich & Sons Camper Sales and the ViewCube, tailgating is better.
Saturday, the top-ranked Texas Longhorns travel to West Texas to face the fifth-ranked Texas Tech Red Raiders. This is Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. Join Terry Bowden and me from Lubbock as the high-flying offense of the Red Raiders will aim to outscore quarterback Colt McCoy and the Longhorns' gunslinging offense. It's big-time Big 12 football. Texas. Texas Tech. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
It's a college football doubleheader Saturday. Florida State, Georgia Tech at 2. Texas Tech at 6:30 on ESPN Radio.
Someone or something strike you as a total turkey? Nominated for Doug and Daddy's Turkey of the Week. Just email Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You might win an average 15-pound smoked turkey for the holidays from Schroeder Smoke Foods in Shelton. Doug and Daddy, 11 to noon on ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunny skies will continue throughout the afternoon with a high temperature of around 69. Winds will also turn to the southeast at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies remain mostly clear with a low of 40 with south winds of 5 to 15. We'll see a high of around 70 the Thursday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This is why I'm hot. I don't
got
a rap.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up in about 5 minutes, Bob Jensen's going to join us from Huskerland Prep. Also coming up on the show tomorrow, we'll talk with the new head women's basketball coach. We've had him on the show before, but Jeff Dittman, number two, Hastings College women's basketball team will join us. Our NFL power rankings, high school football playoffs a day away. Tom Redrude from the Tri-City Storm going to join us on Friday, plus Daddy's selections. And, of course, when Friday rolls around, we'll have a lot of recapping to do of the C and D playoffs. Well, the second-ever Rocky Mountain Mile High Getaway from ESPN Radio Superstation and Cunningham's Journal is here. And then December 7th is when it happens. The Chiefs head to Denver to take on the Broncos. And you've got a chance to qualify for tickets, hotel, spending cash. It's a trip for four. The drawing will be held at the end of the month. The game will be December 7th. There's also other great prizes like 42-inch LCD HD TV, Frosty Fridge Recliner, weekly drawings for T-shirts, gift certificates, tailgate chairs, and a whole lot more. Now, you get a registration every time you're at Cunningham's during Sunday NFL or Monday Night Football with the order of a Coors Light or Miller Lite. But how about getting five registrations right now via the Doug and Daddy Show? Be the first correct caller at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. The University of Oklahoma has had four Heisman Trophy winners. Name three. The University of Oklahoma has had four Heisman Trophy winners. Name three. And if you are the first correct caller, you'll be in for five registrations. Get you a chance to be in Denver to watch the Broncos and Chiefs. We're going to take a break and be right back.
Holy shlamola!
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
How are those brats coming?
A few more minutes.
Smells great.
I know.
Shh. Okay, sorry.
How many do you want?
Four.
Okay, he wants four. Now, Dave, you?
Four.
Okay, four.
Well, you want sauerkraut with that, buddy?
Grilling goes perfectly with golf, as long as you're watching it at home.
So this weekend, invite some friends over, get some Kingsford charcoal, and grill it up.
Who needs tickets to the game when you've got a grill, good friends, and a backyard? Tailgate at home with your favorite food and Kingsford Match Light Charcoal. It's the instant light charcoal that has the perfect amount of lighter fluid built right in. It lights fast and burns long to make sure your food is grilled to perfection every time. So grab your friends and family and fire up the grill for a winning tailgating event. Get fired up for the chance to win the ultimate tailgate experience. Use seven friends in the New Year's Day bowl game in Orlando. Go to ESPN.com, keyword search, tailgate.
The same technology just used at the Olympics to support and promote healing in world-class athletes is available in central Nebraska. Dr. Carey is trained in the application of and treatment with kinesiotape, an innovative athletic tape used by Olympians as well as the rest of us that both supports and promotes the natural healing process. Kinesiotape is like another layer of skin, flexible, long-lasting, and effective. To find out if kinesiotape is right for your condition, see Dr. Carey at Carey Chiropractic. Get back in the game. Call Dr. Carey today, 308-398-2255.
You want to put maybe another 125 free gallons of fuel in your RV? It's like that when you shop the summer blowout at Rich & Son Camper Sales. You see, they've knocked $300 off every in-stock refrigerator, $200 off any in-stock air conditioning unit. That's $500 in your pocket when you upgrade both for your RV. That's enough to put a few free bonus miles on the trail, so save a few hundred. Shop Rich & Son's Camper Sales right now during the summer blowout on refrigerators and air conditioners. South 281, Grand Island.
Sunday, it's an NFC East clash when Terrell Owens and the Cowboys take on Eli Manning and the Giants. Hi, this is Mark Malone of Westwood One. Join Harry Callis and me at the Meadowlands for all the action. Can the Dallas offense get going against the Giants' front four, or can New York continue to dominate at home? It's an old-fashioned NFC East rivalry between the Giants and Cowboys. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Sunday's NFL triple header begins with the Packers, Titans at noon, followed by the Cowboys, Giants, and Patriots, Colts on ESPN Radio.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the Weather Threat button, brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
Sunny skies will continue throughout the afternoon with a high temperature of around 69. Winds will also turn to the southeast at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies remain mostly clear with a low of 40 with south winds of 5 to 15. We'll see a high of around 70 to Thursday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our weekly Huskerland Prep Report with Bob Jensen is coming up next. Hard to believe that all that's left, volleyball and football. Folks already thinking ahead towards winter sports season. And even though it's nicer for a couple of days, when that sun goes down, I kind of forget. Maybe take the jacket along?
But you can always go to Misco Sports. They've got everything you need to show off your team spirit. The latest hooded sweatshirts and knit caps.
Go team!
Huskers, Lopers. Plus your favorite college and NFL teams. You can also get the hoodies and caps by Nike and Adidas in plenty of fashionable colors. And with the cold weather approaching, Misco's has Columbia coats in to keep you warm and looking good. Misco Sports, they're downtown on the Bricks. See them before the games begin. Get there today. Check them out, folks. They've got all your basketball shoes, all your wrestling shoes you can need. Yeah, they've got the cool things, kids. That's where you want to go. Misco's. You want to look good on the court? They've got it at Misco's.
Misco Sports, the Doug and Daddy Show with you. Hastings College volleyball team, a winner in straight sets last night. Folks, if you're looking for something to do tonight, UNK Health and Sports Center will have the ninth-ranked team in Division II, UNK, and the fifth-ranked team in the NAIA volleyball poll, Bellevue, who comes in at 25-3, and they are unbeaten in their conference. Now, there's a Nebraska NAIA school that's not a member of the GPAC conference, but they are 25-3, and that match tonight at the Health and Sports Center gets underway at 7 o'clock. 25-3 Bellevue, 26-2 UNK. Some high-octane volleyball coming your way tonight, because then the Lopers are on the road this weekend, and the season is quickly approaching the end. Nebraska volleyball also in action tonight. The second-ranked Huskers will be at Boulder to take on Colorado. one time a couple years ago, they took an undefeated team to Colorado and came back. They weren't so undefeated. Some high school volleyball last night. It was a great battle in Lincoln. Lincoln Pius X did down Grand Island Northwest in the top two teams in Class B and two of the top teams in all class standings. 15-10 in the fifth set. Some great volleyball from that match last night among what was going on as it was the final real big night of volleyball going on in Central Nebraska. Subdistricts begin on Monday.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
From the worldwide headquarters in Central City, we are pleased to be joined once again from Huskerland Prep, Bob Jensen. It is playoff time. Week 8 is under the belt. Bob, good morning.
Duda, you had to bring up the belt, and what was under it, didn't you? I tell you what, it's not that what's under it, it's what's over it that's causing me the big problem. Of course, Tony wouldn't know about that. You know, I look at him, you know, and that boy, he just, he's really coming to his own, hasn't he?
Sit-ups, buddy, sit-ups.
He's all grown up on us.
It's all about crunches.
That's right.
Robert, a lot to talk about, so let's just get right after it. Just one bit, let's clean up week 8. Was there anything on the top of your mind that happened in week 8 that shook up the playoffs picture?
I don't know about shaking up the playoffs, but there was some really significant ball games played last week. And, you know, they're not just games for bragging rights district titles, but games with just really huge impact as far as clarifying the picture, at least going into the playoffs. I went out to the Ogallala-McCook game, and for 2.5 quarters, Ogallala gave McCook all they wanted. McCook just has got too much depth. And, you know, just like a great champion does, Ogallala made a mistake. You know, they were down 7-0, were in position to tie it. They were on the 14-yard line, fumbled, and McCook's 14. 2 plays later, McCook scores on an 84-yard touchdown pass, and that's about the time I started digging around for my keys. You know, I was trying to find my way out of there. Clarkson Howells, another huge ball game, number one and number two in Class D1. Ewing and Elgin in D2, you know, the thing was that both Howells and Elgin proved why they're rated number one. They both had pretty significant victories in those ball games. So, you know, things kind of got cleaned up a little bit, and now we, you know, you got a fairly decent idea of where we're headed once the playoffs do begin here in just a few hours.
Okay, Bob, we've got two, obviously our two Class A teams, the 5 and the 7 seed in Kearney and Grand Island. How far can these teams advance, or do you see them advancing?
Well, you know, of course, that's job one, getting out of the first one. Grand Island, I think, maybe has its hands more full than what Kearney does. Southwest has lost 3 games, 2 of them by 1 point, and all 3 of those teams are state-rated and very good. Southwest is the kind of team that's looking for a break. Now, the part of that equation that doesn't get brought up is the fact that Grand Island has the other win over them. They beat them by 2 touchdowns. And so maybe this is just a good matchup for Grand Island. But Grand Island's going to have to be able to limit what Ryland Cotton, that quarterback down at Southwest, does. If they're able to do that, you know, they should be able to move the ball well enough to, you know, probably pull out a win. Kearney, Westside, I don't know. I waited for Westside to just, you know, step on the gas all year long, and it never happened. And, you know, I guess for Kearney's sake, I hope it doesn't happen this time. But Westside is a dangerous team. They got a real nice running back, this Willie Metoyer. We'd have heard a lot more about him, but he's playing behind Collins Okafor, which is kind of the story of my career. You know, I would have been heard a lot more if it hadn't been for the 6 or 7 guys ahead of me on the depth chart at Arnold. But, you know, Kearney and Grand Island, they both got excellent chance to advance. You know, Grand Island on that bottom part of the bracket, I don't know. There's something that just keeps me from jumping up and down and saying that Creighton Prep is the answer. I know they're undefeated. I know they got a lot of seniors. But if Grand Island can get out of this first one, I can see Grand Island matching up really well against Prep. And I know we'll talk about that later. But the point is that they would have a chance to maybe go a little bit farther than people anticipated.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, we've talked too much about McCook on the program the last few weeks, as great as they are. I don't even know why we should just wait till next week to talk about Class B. I don't see a game on the schedule that could be within 3 touchdowns. They're all mismatches.
Yeah, I would say you're probably right for the very large part. The one game in there that could be kind of goofy, and maybe the only thing that'll keep it from being goofy is the fact it was a little bit close it wasn't a little bit, it was very close the first time. Waverly's won 8 in a row. The only time they got beat was on opening night. But the fact is they only beat Scott by 3 points the first time around. And Scott certainly knows its way around the playoffs. Look out. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to sit here or stand here, actually, and say that Waverly is going to get upset. But to me, that's the one team that might be vulnerable in this whole deal.
Well, I guess we look ahead then to Class C1. We've got Minden and Crofton. Do you lean one way or another there? I'm just going to single that one game out because, well, simply we're doing it.
Well, so you know, and just by the very definition, the fact that Doug and Daddy are on the scene, it's a big game. Okay, I don't care if it's the playoffs or not. Well, here's what I noticed about to answer your question. I think Minden's got a chance to win at home. Crofton is a good football team. There have been better Crofton teams come down the pike. They did play a cool moose less. That's tough to say. Pierce team within 24 the other day. I don't know what that means, but they've played a tougher schedule, I think, than what Minden has, and that will matter. But that's still a long bus ride. I don't care what you say about how you prepare for it. It's still a long bus ride. I think Minden's got a chance maybe to win there. And then when you look at that bracket, you know, it sets up great for Minden and Gothenburg. I mean, those two teams have got a really good chance to maybe, you know, get all the way to the quarterfinals and maybe beyond. But you know, when in that little pod, if you will, you've got Shadron at the number one seed, and I believe I'll state it as my friends from Missouri say, show me. They haven't, you know, playoffs have not been kind to Shadron here in the last many years. I mean, they did make the state finals there in the mid 90s, and you know, that was great. But that was a long time ago. And Shadron might win a ball game, but they're, you know, I think whoever wins that Crofton-Minden game has got a real good chance, an extraordinarily good chance of beating Shadron and advancing.
Yeah, I guess in all the classes, the least feared top seed usually is Shadron because time and time again, they've proven that they can advance on. And so, yeah, Bob with an excellent point. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joining us. We know the strength of Hastings, St. Cecilia, Boys Town, and Norfolk Catholic on the other side of the bracket. St. Cecilia and Pierce, I believe, are set up for a quarterfinal matchup as well, which at least is one step farther than last time around. We move into C2. And, Bob, I've got to go to the West bracket is so crazy, but I'm going to throw you a curveball here.
Because
they're rated as high as number 2, and because I know some of the folks there, and it has happened before, but a tragedy struck Elmwood Murdoch this week, and they are unbeaten, and they are 8-0. And I guess they're going to have a tough week there, but it's a way to, again, utilize sports and a community function to bring a community together again after they lost 3 students in that car wreck. How, I mean, this has happened to schools before. Just to, kind of in your experience, how does that translate to what happens on the field, the court, wherever you might be?
Well, you know, it is really almost you can't compare what happened with that car wreck to football. I mean, you just can't. I know that one thing that is true is that kids are they're a lot more able to deal with things like that than adults are, and I know it's going to have an impact on the team, but maybe more of a larger consequence in terms of simply football is that, you know, Elmwood Murdoch owns Southeast Nebraska when it comes to C2 football. Beyond that, not much. They just, you know, their trophy win is by 1 point over Bergen, who's a nice football team. They're not a great football team. And I think number 2 is just outrageously high for them, even allowing for teams falling with losses and whatnot. But Elmwood Murdoch has got its, you know, it's got a heavy heart. And there was a suicide at Millard West this week. It was the girlfriend of one of the players there. Mm. And so you've got at least 2 sets of you know, students, their schools, the players, the team, whatever, that are dealing with things that are far beyond the blush of football, and frankly, just things that you wish you never had to deal with. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, they'll be able to both those teams will be able to play well and try and make football their focus at least for a little bit.
All right, let's try and transition back into football a little bit and talk about what could be a fun West bracket in the C2 and also a little scary. I mean, Elm Creek and Kearney Catholic are the top two seeds in our backyard, but after seeing what the teams from the East, and when I'm talking Creighton, I'm talking Thayer Central, I'm talking teams like that past the first round, usually when the teams from this part of the state meet up with the teams from that part of the state, this part of the state hasn't done so well lately.
Well, I tell you what, it is interesting. You know, one of the things that I noticed, and I tell you what, Stan's boys over there at Elm Creek have, they've proved it. You know, it's like getting the E in a game of horse. You know, they proved it. Well, they're going to beat Loup City this first game, and that's most likely going to set up a game with Creighton. And that is going to be a real measuring stick for that whole class, because all year long, certain people have mentioned the fact that the Northeast is really strong and all the really great teams are in the Northeast. Well, I guess we'll find out, because I think Elm Creek's pretty great, and you're going to take a team with absolutely no common denominator in terms of schedule. When those two teams play, we're going to know a lot more, frankly, about the rest of the bracket. I think that's a great litmus test, and, that's a game. Elm Creek come out and win that ball game, and, look out. I mean, they could win them all. We'll just have to see. But I think that particular game really strikes me. And you mentioned Thayer. Thayer has the unfortunate fate of facing the hottest team in C2 right now. Ravenna, after those first two games, has just put the pedal to the metal. Thayer really only played one tough team all year. One really good team, and that was Blue Hill. And they scored 7 points and got beat. And I look for Ravenna to win that ball game, although, Thayer's got a wonderful player in the name of Trevor Witt, and maybe they can find a way to do it. Now, in fairness to Thayer, they, playing maybe not the greatest schedule, they have pitched one shutout after another. That defense is really strong, but I think Ravenna's got a very good chance to win that game at home. And to me, that is as compelling a game as you'll find in the first round in any class.
Bob, we looked at D1, obviously several area schools. You've actually got a sleeper, though, in D1.
Well, I do. Much like me in sophomore year English, I like Palmer. I've liked Palmer from the beginning, and sometimes you just don't give up on things. Palmer's 5-3, and then you look at all these really glossy records, and you think, 5-3, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that this is a really talented team. They've lost 3 games to 3 straight-rated teams, and they get a rematch with one of them in the first round. And I think the Palmer-Giltner game, that's not going to rock your world, or that's not going to be something that's going to, set off bells in places like Howells or something like that. But I'm telling you, that is going to be a great football game. I would look for Palmer to win that ball game. They've got to find a way to deal with Nate Most. And Nate Most is, a lot of times when you play 8-man football, you got a little guy back there, and he's kind of slippery, and he can kind of do some things, and, so on and so on. Nate Most is a pretty good-sized quarterback. He's something like 6'1", 185. The kid's got a great arm, and he's got a good receiver. This Kyle Spots, he's a little fella. He's 155 pounds. But they make things happen, and all year long they've just been eating up people. I like Palmer. I like Palmer. If Palmer can find a way to win a game like that, which they've not done yet, it will give them a shot at Burwell. And Burwell's a team that beat them earlier in the year. Outside of that game, Burwell has just mauled people. So I don't know. You gotta look for something exciting to happen. And Palmer to me is a team that could possibly really shake up the top half of that bracket.
I liked him last year. I said Palmer Pope John winner because they played in the second round, and it turned out to be true, although I think I picked Palmer. But, Baba, we are running a little out of time here, and I don't want to overlook a couple more questions. Quickly, looking at D2, it looks like these brackets should hold up pretty solid here. Hayes Center is a team we saw last year, and I think they're pretty good in the West. But Anselmo Myrna, everybody is telling me, is the best. And then you've got, Elgin out there in the East bracket and some very, very good teams in the East.
Well, you do. And I tell you what, I just can't let this chance go by without saying Go LDC, my old conference. It's rocking. Anselmo Myrna, I saw him, Doug. They are an outstanding football team, incredibly physical. Everybody knows about Stephen Rush. He was the leading rusher last year in D1. They dropped to D2. They got big, strong, physical line. That defense is just lights out. Sargent is a team that, frankly, everybody, that would include me, overlooked after an opening loss. They won 7 in a row, closed with wins against Pleasanton and Hampton. They are ready to go a long ways in the playoffs, and Ames is another part of that equation. Mullen, you know, Sandhill, Stedford, they're all in the playoffs. Great year for the LVC. As far as Elgin goes, when Elgin put it to Ewing the way they did the other night, you got to think about Elgin, Humphrey, St. Francis. That is a game that's going to happen somewhere down the road. St. Francis has averaged 76 points a game the last 6 games with a running clock. So we'll see what happens. They play Nintendo numbers down there in D2, but somebody's going to have their hands full getting out of the West, and Hayes Center will be part of that equation. But when they do get there, the team they play, and it will probably be either Elgin or St. Francis, is going to be very championship worthy.
Bob, big picture wise, McCook's a state champion, Howell's a state champion. Give us one more state champion.
Well, I tell you what, I really like Millard West in Class A. I just think they're fundamentally sound. They just don't make mistakes. I think that the rest of those classes are absolutely wide open, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see there be a real surprise, especially in C2. That's just a guess. I just think there's too many dogs in that fight. I think that on the right day, any of those top 8 teams could probably beat the other.
We'd rather not talk about dog fighting on this show, Bob.
No. Oh no, I'm a dog lover is what I am. Hey, you know, I'm going to mention this. I'm going to be in both Ponca and Why Not this weekend. And I just want to say that I've never been to Ponca.
Why is that?
Well.
Why not?
Well, Douglas, daytime football, chance to go someplace different. There's only one road that goes to Ponca, and frankly, I think that's probably fair. But Highway 12, now, when you look at that, Highway 12, you've got to really want to be on Highway 12. and when you get there, you know, you're looking at Obert is the first thing. I want to see Obert with my own 2 eyes. I've never seen it before. I will file a report should I be allowed on this show ever again.
Robert? As always, thanks for the extended segment today. We will talk more playoff football next week. Safe travels, my friend.
Yeah, can't wait. You guys do a great job. Have a good call, and we'll meet you on the other side.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joins us every Wednesday, and he'll join us again next week as we're into the second round of the playoffs. We need to take a break. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, it may pain a little in the beginning, but after a while you won't feel a thing.
So you want the Department of Labor to make the weekend officially start on Thursday?
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings has Boneless Thursdays where you get specially priced boneless wings. It pretty much already feels like the weekend, so why not?
But what about Friday, sir?
Friday's gone.
So would Saturday still be on Saturday?
No, Saturday would be the old Friday, which is now Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Now, how do I get this weekend start on Thursday thing going?
Well, the guy you need to talk to is out till next Thursday, which would be Friday, so call back the following Tuesday, which is actually Monday.
Well said.
Weekend start on Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be here. Price and participation vary by location.
If you're looking for precision, power, and amazing control in a car, you take it for a test drive. So why not test drive a chainsaw too at Husqvarna's Chainsaw Demo Days? Stop by your Husqvarna dealer and experience the power and precision of Husqvarna's new 460 Rancher. Get chainsaw operation tips, expert advice, and a new Husqvarna hat too. Master your great outdoors with professionally proven Husqvarna. For a dealer near you, visit MasterYourGreatOutdoors.com.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal Yard Good Time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
May I have your attention, please? The Big Apple Sports Bar would like to once again introduce you to the original and really the biggest TV in Kearney, possibly the state. The 7-foot by 13-foot HD projection screen TV. You have got to see it to believe it. So get to the Big Apple and check out this TV for all the Husker and NFL games this season. Enjoy great food and drink specials while you watch this huge TV. Only at the Big Apple Fun Center in Kearney. Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Sunny skies will continue throughout the afternoon with a high temperature of around 69. Winds will also turn to the southeast at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies remain mostly clear with a low of 40 with south winds of 5 to 15. We'll see a high of around 70 the Thursday. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Ah, Derek, my brother, some great music bringing us back in. I just had to get that in one more time for the show.
Doug and Daddy Show wrapping things up. We did have a winner of our Cunningham's Rocky Mount Mile High giveaway. Five qualifications to
Kevin from Holdridge is the winner.
And who were our four Heisman Trophy winners there, Daddy?
Billy Vessels, Steve Owens, Billy Sims, and Jason White. Adrian Peterson, no, we had a couple Adrian Petersons guests. He was not a Heisman Trophy winner.
Well, as we get you out of here, it's time to go to lunch. Why not go to lunch at the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island, downtown Kearney, where you can catch all your favorite sports on TV with their 42-inch flat screens all over the place. It's the best place to watch sports in town because there's not a bad seat in the house. And they've got great lunch specials every single day, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and in the evening after work, great food and drink specials every night. You can catch all the Husker games at the Coop, all the NFL, all the college, the World Series. There's so much going on.
They're horse playing, racing.
Daddy, they're playing football on Tuesdays. They got two games at once. You got one TV, you go to the Coop. From kickoff to close, they're there for you. Try any of their great menu items, whether it's the chicken wings, whether it's the burgers, the pizza. They've got pasta, they've got steak, they've got salads, which Daddy likes the taco salad. Big fan of that. And a great selection of appetizers as well at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Hey, we got to get to one email here before we get out of here. Ken chimes in and says, Turkey of the Week? If there was a no-brainer, this is it. I rise to ask for unanimous consent from all the emailers to your show to bestow this highest honor on Hickman from Riverdale. Since his fan base consists solely of you three dorks and his emails are boring at best, I could think of no one more deserving of this honor. He wins it hands down. His nastiness, Ken.
Don't forget, someone or something strike you as a total turkey. Nominated for Doug and Daddy's Turkey of the Week. Email the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can win a 15-pound smoked turkey for the holidays from Schroeder's Smoked Foods in Shelton. Want to thank Mike Jones of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram talking Oklahoma football, and also to Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. Tomorrow, NFL Power Rankings, Jeff Dittmer, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, among our guests.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio, Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game!
Oh.